You're listening to Coriander Society Adventures, a Casters and Castles production. This is Episode 4, Sewer Showdown.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. I am Tormented by Gnomes. I'll be your Game Master. And joining us is our cast. We've got Beatdown Cast, Ninja Man Matt, and Pods of War. Welcome back, all three of you. Good to have you with us as our adventure continues.
When... Good to be here. Joe.
Yes.
Who remembers what the hell was happening last time we played?
Ooh, we're leaving the police station.
I do.
Literally anybody else. Beatdown, you were saying.
Police station. Yeah. We escaped through a tunnel because none of us wanted to, or we were basically about to leave through the hole one of the enemies made because we kind of messed up their
right. Yes,
their
the enemies
more,
did that.
Morgue. Not mortuary.
Yeah, that was an entire conversation that happened. So, our heroes were in the morgue at City Hall. They were on the lookout for the body of Foster Talon, a friend of John Carmichael's, an independent investigator, who was on to something when he was killed by a mysterious assailant. Mysterious circumstance. Supposedly, the further mysterious Angel Killer, who's been stalking Northport for the last several months. They went to the morgue, they got access by using a calling card from the rich socialite Opal Donahue that got them in to the station. They did some investigatory work on the corpse and discovered that it was alive, but only kind of. They were attacked by the undead corpse of Foster Talon, who his claws left behind necrotic wounds similar to those that were found on his body. And as this fight broke out, cultists busted in. How did they get in the police station? Great question.
That's a good question. I actually would like to know as well, now that you mention it.
They busted in and a fight broke out. Shots rang out, martial arts were employed, and as Asena was about to go to town beating the hell out of people, one of the cultists opened a pathway to her mind for some greater, more sinister force, leaving her emotionally scarred and literally freezing her during the battle. When we join our hero, during the course of this, John Carmichael fired a single bullet that caused the ground to rip open and explode beneath the morgue, leaving a tunnel that goes down into the very sewers of Northport. When we left our heroes, they are standing, all of their foes have fallen, the undead body of Foster Talon is right there, And I believe you cashed in some favors to save the life of the mortician, of the medical examiner. Who was going to die, Gene Hudson. He was in critical condition, but he's not dead. There's a huge hole in the floor. There's just been a massive fight. Shots rang out. These mysterious cultists busted in. You have seconds to decide what you are going to do. Let us start with Gaston.
Yeah, I don't think either. I don't think we can explain this. I say we get in the hole, like right now, like literally right now.
Yeah, I concur. Before we go, let's make sure to grab that little note that put us here. We don't want to make sure that one of those examiners is still holding it.
That is a really good point.
Also, just FYI, and I point over to the unconscious guy that you stabilized. He knows that we were here. We're going to have to do something about that. We can bring him with us. That is not a great idea.
I say we roll the dice and leave him.
Okay, they're going to know it was us that was here, which is not good.
Taking,
we fled the crime scene.
Do they know who we are? Because I'm pretty sure this specific guy doesn't know me.
So
just take him?
Here's the thing. I went around doing like, oh yeah, it's me, Carmichael, I'm back. You know, I did the whole victory dance when we came in here. So, you know what? Screw it.
You did.
They don't know you guys. You know what? It's fine. I've evaded capture before. We'll make it happen. It's fine.
I heard Asena say something. What was that?
I can carry the body if we need to take him.
Yeah, but we can't help him. That's the thing. And killing him is not on the table. So I think we just leave and let them take care of him.
We could just dump him along the way.
He will die. Listen, what I gave him was by no means a solution. It was extra time, let's call it. And that time is running out. I think he is safest here.
I'd rather not, it's a great idea, Senna, but I'd rather not add kidnapping to our list of questionable offenses.
Also true.
Well, we're leaving some evidence behind, but, you know,
We're leaving a lot of evidence behind. start with, and I grab Foster Talon by the hair.
You decapitated him. Someone decapitated him.
I did.
Oh, yeah, good.
Assailant decapitated him.
Then I take his decapitated head, open up my briefcase, and shove his head into my briefcase and close shut.
Yeah.
I make sure we have that paper that Donahue gave to Gaston.
A calling card.
And I jump into the hole. I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah, you know what? Normally I'd ask about someone putting a head in a briefcase, but we gotta go.
All right, priorities.
You don't have to tell me twice. I want to get out of here.
All three of you jump down into the surprisingly spacious sewer systems beneath Northport, navigating your way through collapsed rubble, rivers of, let's call them water, strange pipes and twisted corridors of machinery as you vanish. And as you do so, you can hear the shouts of police up above. Come out with your hands up! Who's in there? Thud, thud, thud. As you make your escape into the tunnels. Now, you are in the sewers of Northport. They are old. The city is at least a couple of hundred years old. They've been under various bits and pieces of renovation. They're not particularly well mapped out. They're dark. There's definitely not lit with electrical lighting. How are you going to see down here? Let us start with Asena.
Well, Asena, you know, she's kind of born in this for these types of environments. She can probably see in the dark because she was raised by wolves.
Okay.
And also, are we close to, like, where she lives? Because she might even know how to navigate these sewers.
Let us pull up the map. This will be your last known location. Actual ability to navigate around here is going to be a little bit touching. You.
Ooh. Yeah, we're on the other side of town.
Yeah, okay. So just to illustrate, you are... Nope. You are here.
Oh, that's far.
Elberg is way the hell down there.
Hey, is the feet accurate, mate?
I am calling it accurate for the time being. I reserve the right to change it in the future, but I was looking at maps of New York City, trying to do some comparisons. I'm going to call it roughly accurate for the time being.
Yeah, good call. I like it.
So, Asena's eyes quickly adjust, and there's this little bit lights that flickers off of them. And any minuscule drops of light down here, like the eyes of a wolf or a jungle cat. John, how are you going to see down here?
I take out a lighter, and when I flick it on, this enormous, huge, like, little mini flamethrower, like, blasts out the top of it. Like, it's just billowing flame, and it lights up the corridor, almost like a small torch.
Okay.
Very. I'm going to stand behind Asena, though, so I don't mess with her dark vision too much.
Just as her eyes are adjusting, excellent. I'm in my element. Over your shoulder.
I make a point of saying, oh, yeah, you know, ladies first. Also, I'm not staying behind you because I'm scared or anything. But I don't want to mess up your night vision thing. And also, you know, yeah, you do your thing. You're good. Ladies first. Like I said, go ahead.
If you want me to take the lead, you can just say so.
No, normally I do it. I know this city like the back of my hand. It's just, you know, you seem adequately prepared for what we're doing, so I'll just support you and back you up this time, huh?
All right.
And then Gaston, the light cast by this massive lighter of John's should do the trick. Unless there's anything else that you have to contribute to the city.
No, I think the lighter is good. I would happily manufacture a light bulb, but, not light bulb. A flashlight, but I don't have any light bulbs on me. But that's actually going to be a note for the future. I guess I don't remember that.
Scribble, 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 scribble.
Yeah, literally makes a note.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the next question. Where are you lot going? Escaped into the sewers, and I'm going to say it's difficult to navigate down here. It's not like there's just, oh, we can follow the roadmap. You don't even know which direction is north, south, east, or west. It's going to be very easy to get turned around down here. So you can, how are you going to try to navigate, and where are you going to try to navigate to?
Question. Go ahead.
No, I was just looking at the map because I'm pretty sure Gaston lives around here.
Oh. I thought you were in the Harbor District.
Are we? Is that not where we are? Is
that not where we are? We're across the bay from where I believe you are.
Oh, that's.
I think
that's
you're over crazy. Here, right?
Yeah, you're right. But I don't know why I could have sworn that was here. Okay.
No, there's dockside here, but dockside is different.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Hey, mates. Matt may not be the most intelligent person, but John's a pretty smart guy. He is amazing with the whole detective work thing, and I feel like he's got an incredible sense of direction. Would I be able, as we get our way into the sewers, can I kind of recall when we were in the room which direction north was and see if I can apply that to us moving through? I know it gets a little dicey down here, but the sewer system I'm imagining is much like a grid since it follows the streets and all that.
It should be, but it was built a long time ago.
It's
not
true.
Built on straight lines. I will give you a raw intelligence check to see if you can identify which direction was north. A good
Excellent.
Place to start, at least.
Would I be able, as part of this, can I roll one of my deduction die? It says that on any attack roll, skill check, or save, I should be able to do this.
I'd allow that.
Perfect. I'm going to use one of my deduction dice. And you said just a raw intelligence check, so do you mind if I just go ahead and roll... it's going to add my proficiency no matter what I click. I'll just do a backslash roll and add my intelligence.
Well, if you click the word intelligence over on the left-hand side instead of the intelligence, right. That'll do it for you. It. And then you can add the die on top of that.
Awesome. I'm here for it. Okay, so bam, 13.
Okay.
Plus backslash roll 1d8. An 8, that'd be a 21.
21.
Heck, yeah.
So John has a near encyclopedic knowledge of the local, of exactly where you were, and a little bit of information about the way that the sewer network works. But that leaves a question, where does the group want to go? What does Asena think about this? What does Gaston think about that order?
Real quick, Joe, before we move on, can I just say, just for a little bit of flair, as we're getting our bearings, trying to figure out where we want to go, John pulls out, he has his lighter and he begins looking around and he starts just under his breath mumbling, okay, so if this was built in 19 such and such, and he starts going on, since he's a huge scholar nerd, he starts going on about when he was in a library and was looking up, just like you said, the sewer systems in the area for some random reason, and he starts naming off different building projects. And
they didn't use these pipes when they were originally constructed, but they were part of the renovation that occurred during the flooding of the Curtistown tenements. That later on area, they would have used this type of mortar, and where that mortar is has eroded, that indicates the presence of a larger structure up above because of the foundation settle. So if we take that to mean City Hall...
Okay, John, okay. Yeah.
Shut up, me, God. All right, but what does the party think about, aside from away from here, which is easy, you just go. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to pop back up? What do you even do now that you have the head?
Yeah, you know what? Thank you for that. Hey, John, listen. I didn't say anything at the police station because we were about one door away from a whole lot of cops, what I could imagine would be a whole lot of cops. But now that we're relatively safe, what the hell's up with the head?
Hey, Gaston, do you think we could do this when I'm not, you know, like ankle deep in water? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you, like 5 minutes ago, we killed a zombie of the guy who got murdered. You took his head and put it in a briefcase, and now I am also ankle deep in this water, so I think we're going to do this right now.
Look, I have a lot of questions myself, you guys. A lot of weird stuff happened back there, but yep. I think we need to figure out where we're going first, and then I would love to get into it.
Yes, I second that motion. Gaston, whatever you want to know, I will, to the best of my ability, give you any explanation or answer that you require. For now, just know that we've got the head of the dead guy that reanimated and attacked you in my briefcase. There's a really good reason for it, and I'll let you know later. But for now, let's do what Asena said, and let's get out of this mucky place and somewhere we can talk. Can we go back to your place, or maybe my place?
Kinda either is fine. Actually... You know what? Let's. We should go back anyway because I have something in my lab I want to work on regardless. So, yeah, let's do that. I like that idea.
I don't know the best way to get out of here. Like, we can just keep right.
I think the best bet is we just come out when we're a decent ways away from City Hall and then we just kind of go from there. Because at that point, we'll know where we're going.
You know what? I know a guy. Well, okay, no, he's not there anymore, but he knew a guy. And I know... It's, you know what? Let's get to the harbor area. If possible, Joe, I'd like to try to help lead us to the docks so we can charter one of those like harbor ferries and get towards Gaston's lab easier. Does that sound okay to you guys? Is that going to work?
Sure.
Asena's like still very disturbed by what has gone on, and especially what happened in her mind in the last battle. So she's more on edge being in this dark sewer than normally. And so she's also just a lot quieter than usual, if that's possible.
You don't have that nice, quiet charm that you normally do. You're just all business right now. And that business is being worried about what the hell happened to us.
If you folks are going to head to the harbor, that's actually going to make this a lot easier, because you're just following, you know, you're following the flow, essentially. The trick is not going to be picking what direction to go. It's going to be following passageways that have accessible maintenance tunnels and aren't just completely full of water. So, John, you used your detective's deduction to get a really solid handle on the local area. Gaston, what skills, abilities, or items do you have that you could use to try to help navigate your way through the sewers?
Yeah, Gaston, do you have like a homing beacon in that watch of yours? Or do you have like a hat that can tell us exits? Is that a thing?
Not yet, but I have ideas. As for the watch, I can technically track things, but I would have to put the tracker on something first. But you know what? I do have... Can I build something on the fly?
What do you got in mind?
Because my lab the idea in my head is I would probably break one of my tools, one of my gadgets, use it to make a kind of, not necessarily a tracking device specifically, but more like one that would track, I guess. Because I have a lab and I have a lot of tools, a lot of stuff going on there. I would imagine it takes a great deal of electricity and stuff like that and gives off a lot of power. So I was wondering if I could build something that could track that. Ooh. And then basically I could be like, hey, we can go back to my lab. I'm going to do this real quick. I know where to go.
An electromagnetic frequency resonator.
Yes.
All right. What are you going to take apart to make it work? You can fix it when you get back to your lab.
That's true. It's going to have to be the watch.
Okay. All right. The watch is no longer functional for the time being. Take that apart, piece it together, grab some copper pipe from the walls that isn't, you know, full of water, put that on as an antenna magnifier, wrap it in mesh, and... Awesome. That device is going to help lead you out. Asena, do you have any skills, abilities, or ideas that could help you further along this navigation? You are muted.
Darn it.
I gain 1 XP.
I'm sure Asena could probably do something if she was like in a better headspace.
But she's just not there right now.
Yeah, she's just like zoned out and thinking.
Okay.
And I feel like she's using her dark senses in order to make sure that we don't get lost or we can avoid any weird, unsuspecting things that could be lingering.
Asena is very distracted, so roll a perception check, Asena.
Okay.
12. All right. You are so distracted that you almost miss a point where the sewer just, like, drops off. You were sort of checking your left and your right, and so you almost fall down into this curiously dark and deep chasm before making your way along. But the group of you do manage to avoid hazards, and you can tell that the area is opening up wider and wider. It's not always a straight shot, though. Sometimes the sewer tunnels, like the pipe and the effluent, is going straight out to sea, but the access pipes take you in a different direction. You are moving roughly west. When you come across a particularly large room and hear voices up ahead and you see lights up ahead around a corner.
Guys, I think I hear something.
What do you hear?
I don't. There's just like voices, or I think I see some. There's definitely a group of people up here.
Other than us? Why? What is this room? What does this room look like? I guess I can't see too.
Let me give you the light that we discussed earlier. And let me hook up Asana with dark vision. Boop. Asana, we're going to do low light vision so you can be further than. Boop. So, the pipe you've been following opens out into a larger room, a larger pool, where it sort of collects and sifts. There are two figures standing here with guns in their hands. They are leaning up against these barrels and this wall, sort of keeping an eye out on the other side. In addition, you see light streaming out of a room up to what ostensibly is the north. Majority of the shouting, it's coming from over here. Here, an argument going on. All three of you roll stealth checks.
Ooh.
All right. Gaston, give me a stealth check when you get. And then when you're done with those, roll perception checks. What you can make out. This con.
You said perception? Okay.
Okay. Sounds like this person, John and Saint. Go ahead.
We hop in. I feel like the reason our stealth wasn't so great is as soon as we enter this place, John sees them, goes up, 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 and makes a little too much noise, kind of like doing oh, 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 and shoves everyone behind a pillar, and it's like listen to the men. And it kind of gave us a little bit of a what was that?
Okay, yeah, the people keeping an eye out, they're gonna not see you, but they turn.
I lower the torch, by the way, my little.
All right, I'm gonna whoosh. Now much darker.
Thank you.
Of course. Fix something so that chat can see. There we go. Boop. That should be. I see you. Yeah, I can see you. Excellent. So the guards become restless. They poke. You see somebody poke their head out around the corner up here. Again, with a gun in hand. Scanning the area. Suspicious. This whole situation is on edge. And if you move, you're at risk of being detected. So, you overhear bits and pieces. It looks like somebody, this direction, is having an argument. You know who you're messing with here? Mr. Pavlo's guests expect a certain standard of quality. That means bringing in the highest quality goods through whatever means are necessary. Your tolls do not apply here. Somebody else responds in a thin, wavering, phlegmy voice. And it sounds like it's echoing from beyond a chamber, but you can't quite make out what they're saying. Let's go top to bottom. Gaston, what do you do?
Where's the way out of here, just out of curiosity?
So you can go back, but that's just going to leave you deeper into the maze. You haven't really seen how to leave this general chamber. Can see a few doorways. There's a doorway up here. Light pours through it. And there are two passageways with more effluent flowing through, which is probably the direction that you need to go because you're following the flow right now. But there are guards watching them. They're not watching this way. Well, one of them is now. They've got their eyes this way.
What does my device say?
Crap!
The device says to go straight this way and up.
Dude, we don't have your sleep watch. We could totally Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, as soon as this started in my head, I'm like, God damn it. This shouldn't have been the watch. Here, that's okay. It's okay. It's not. I have other things. It'll work. What does Gaston want to do? That's such a good question. Hey guys, what should we do?
All right. No, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that was my question.
All right. John and then Asena, discuss so amongst yourselves.
With a 21 perception, I'm assuming that I can take note of at least all these people that we can see. Is there anything else that I'm hearing that is not within visual sight of us?
Yeah. First off, you think there's another guard right here. You can hear him shifting around and muttering under his. You smell a waft of fresher air and maybe roasting chicken mixing in with the horrible stench down here, coming from this direction. You know that the flow is going in this way, and you can hear bits and pieces of conversation coming through. It's like it's coming through a grate or something, and whoever is talking is right here. And you overhear, and I'm going to give this information to the whole party so you can all react to it accordingly. Whoever's on the other side is, oh, we don't much care what sort of standards Mr. Pavlo holds. Anything that passes through Cassius's kingdom is subject to his toll.
So I turn back to the others and say, hey, they said Pavlo, they're his guys. These are the people that we need to talk to. Talk to. I think we need to beat these guys up and then talk to whoever's still conscious.
Okay, because you know what? When you started that sentence, I was like, I don't think they would want to talk to us. But no, I love this. Let's do that.
So here's what I'm thinking. Asena, I know that you're in a weird headspace right now, but you're kind of the most kick-ass out of us. So I'm thinking you go south because Gaston and I need to stand behind pillars and walls so we don't get shot at, but you can catch bullets. So if you go south and tie up these guys, Gaston and I can sneak around the wall, take these guys out, and then we can just all pincer the guys in the back. How does that sound?
I know that I normally do most of the punching, but what if I can't? What if, like, whatever happened back at that morgue, I mean, like, what if that happens again and I'm just completely alone and you guys will be on the other side of the room?
What happened at the morgue?
Oh, man, it was, hey, Asena, I promise you, these are mobsters. They can't do that freaky magic shit. How about this? Okay, what if I go north and you go south with Gaston? Does that sound okay? That way someone's there for you in case some weird magic shit happens.
Yeah, but Gaston can't really do much anyway.
What? He's got, he's got polyfiber armor suits.
That's true, too.
He has a light... No, he doesn't have a light bulb. Shit.
I'm just saying, the past three encounters we've got into, Gaston hasn't covered me once.
Okay, this is getting a little personal. But listen, okay. I can do this. We can do this. I have other tools that I haven't used yet. This is probably time for those.
Joe, I'm going to do a bit of sleight of hand. My old card trick stuff. And Senna, as I do, I end up taking out a coin and I spin the coin across my fingers like I did last time. And I do this weird little like, hey, look at this hand as I'm getting your attention. I say, look, there's some freaky stuff happening here, but you are going to be okay. You are powerful. You are smart and you've got backup. And as I do, trying to give her this little victory speech, or at least confidence boost, your amulet begins glowing again, just like it did on top of the building when you were near that weird Catwoman.
Whoa.
Hey, look, your little thingy's glowing. That means that your person's here. Come on, we gotta move.
I really hope you're not saying it at that volume.
And at that, I go,
yeah. Who's there? Yeah, see? What's all this about? Yeah. Oh, that's gross. Wait,
can I, since we're not actually in combat yet, Can I make a trap?
Yes. After first off, everybody roll new stealth checks because John was loud, and then Asena, say or do whatever it is that you were about to say or do. That's much better. I am gonna roll for this guy though. Since he heard something, he's actively searching, so you're not just rolling against his passive perception.
Mate, can I take out my gun while he's moving up?
Yeah, you can have your gun out. Okay. He thought go ahead. Asena, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say that like Asena's like she's feeling better, but she's also like caught off guard by whatever he was saying about her person. And it's just like, what are you, just kind of flabbergasted and then drops it because we're clearly in a situation now.
Right. Sure. This guy over here, you are all shrouded in the darkness, so he can't really see you very well, and he doesn't have a light source on him. That said, he does have his gun out. And he's aiming it. He's got an itchy trigger finger, and he's aiming it in this direction. Hear something, Steve? Hey, Chew! Thought I heard something. Keep your eyes on your business over there. I'm talking with a lady. Ron, down here, starts to cross over the wooden planks carefully, you know, sort of... with his gun out, scans this way as he crosses. From top to bottom, Gaston, what do you...
You're talking about, just to confirm really quick, you're talking about this guy, right?
This guy's maintaining his watch. He's keeping an eye down this corridor like there's trouble ahead. This guy...
Oh, okay, then I think you're talking about someone guy's... I can't see.
So, oh yeah, that's entirely possible. So you hear somebody over here stepping on a wooden bridge and crossing over.
Got you. Is this a pillar by any chance?
Yes, there is a pillar right here in the muck.
Lovely, lovely. I would like to, if possible, because there's two of them, I would like to place a shock charge right here on the side of the pillar.
Okay.
Can I place two by any chance? Because I want to put one near John as well.
All right.
He did ask if he could set one up before the combat and stuff started.
He did.
And I actually wanted to ask if I could have moved before things started happening, but then things started happening.
Oh, and, life comes at you.
Go ahead and move. Here, place your two things. I've given you two. Oh, no, you probably can't see them. Give me one sec. I'll give them a small glow. Small little glow. Beep.
That's a, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Bit of a yeah.
I like it.
Those are terrifying.
What the hell are those?
What do they actually look like, by the way? Because I just grabbed something with the word metal in it.
But just like little discs, honestly. Nothing too crazy.
Little discs with legs the size of tablecloths.
Not a creepy little spider.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to lean into the meme and let's say that's what they are.
Excellent.
You've convinced me, John.
That's where all your light bulbs went. You stuck spider legs on your light bulbs and filled them full of bombs.
So you've got them here and here, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now you have...
Technically, the second one would be like on the other side, because I want it to be on the side where I hear the guy coming from.
I get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
I see where you're going. It would be wise to take cover from these.
Yeah. Don't be near those.
Gonna be good enough, or is that not good enough?
I would take another step back.
my question was, when I was doing the magic trick, since I noticed, I didn't realize what this was, I see we're in goop, could I have pulled Asena up and we could be behind these barrels over here? That way we're not like...
Yeah, if the two of you want to be behind the barrels, that's fine. Go ahead and
cool.
Move.
Janessa, do you want to be on the closest side of the barrels or the farther side of the barrels?
I'll take the farther side.
Oh.
Whatever that means. I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah.
I feel like out of the ankle deep water, I would have done my pep talk there.
Mm-hmm. That sounds better. All right. You hear the voice speaking again.
Cassius knows many things that perhaps your employer would prefer to keep hidden. Isn't that right, little child?
And you hear a voice of a small kid echoing through loudly and just bouncing all over the place.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Mobsters making moonshine and murder at abandoned industrial plant.
Well, at least you're getting some good recon.
Sound is definitely coming from this direction.
Mm.
All the goons.
What was that? One more time?
It was extra, extra, read all about it. Mobsters making moonshine and murder at abandoned industrial plant.
Sorry, which direction you said?
Oh, yeah. From over here.
That way. Cool.
Yeah, good, it's good. Coming from over here.
Nice.
But it's echoing quite a bit. Bob the goon does not see you, but he's highly suspicious. He's got his gun out. Ron the goon has his gun out, and he just crossed over. But when he gets here, he stops. He checks in this direction again, down to the south, as if he thinks there's something out there.
Probably the wind.
Let's go from bottom to the top this time on our chat menu. Asena, what would you like to do? Guys, searching for you. There's a conversation going on. The creepy metal spider that's attached right here. Point to it again. Attached right here on the side of the pillar that you're on. Just, you know, record.
And your amulet is glowing.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So how do you guys want to do this? I can, you know, I can get their attention and possibly stop the gunfire if you guys have a way of getting to them. But, you know, that might be a little aggressive. We can also lure them over here to these traps.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I think it's best if we lead them to the pillars, because at least the first two guys will most likely won't be a problem after that one. So I say we just hang back. They're already coming this way. Let's just let them walk a little more.
I am thinking these guys
pull out the detonator.
Oh, it's also probably hard for us to speak to Gaston from this far away. But I turn to Asena. Unless you're up here with us, Gaston, do you want to be up with us?
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me do that. Oh, why is the screen doing this?
So I'm thinking...
Zoom in, and that should fix some of it.
Guys, I know those are some really cool-looking sentry spiders, but I'm not sure that these mobsters... And I look at them, mate, since I got a pretty decent perception. Mm-hmm. Do their ankles look like they're covered in muck and dirt, or have they been staying mainly on the paths and avoiding the poop?
They've been avoiding it, if possible.
So I don't know if they're going to, like, just, like, walk up to those poopy pillars. Maybe we should throw them into those crazy sentry spiders?
Throw the guys?
Yeah, Asena's pretty strong. She could jump out from behind this box, grab this dude, throw him right in the middle. And if you sneak on over this way, you seem like a pretty strapping young man. You should be able to toss that guy into that thing, don't you think?
Hey, Gaston, just for informative purposes... This is the radius of the effect.
Oh. Is it because it's in, like, water?
No, I would say you can probably dial the effect up to half of that. So it goes from between 10-foot radius to a 20-foot radius, based on how you set it.
Is it a cone, or is it an AoE?
It's an AoE burst.
Then,
not that anybody else knows this. Only Gaston knows this.
Right, so he only needs to take a couple more steps than I imagine, right?
I mean, okay. It looks like... Wouldn't they all be in range already?
Let me see if I can't give you a little something here.
Because if you know... I mean, not that we know, but if you know, you could just tell us to back the heck out.
I probably would, yes.
He's tested these things before. He absolutely...
Oh!
No, hold on. Experimenting. What is this?
Hey, your spider bots have legs. Can they just, like, walk up and, you know, freak these guys out?
Working on it. So far, they can only cling to walls.
Damn it. Okay. That's really cool, though, Gaston. That's awesome.
Actually, a little arching.
That's not what I would normally say.
There we go.
Janessa, what's in your mouth?
A hair tie.
So yeah, this is the blast radius.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's really
okay, so that
that's just the first one. The second one also has one, right?
Yeah. He's wow, so he's in range of the first one, right?
Ron down here, this poor schmuck, he's already in range. And it's attached to this side of the pillar, so it will hit him.
Okay. What about this other poor schmuck?
Bob is just outside.
Ooh. Ooh. Hey.
Okay, then I say we just All right, guys. Here's what we're gonna do. Take another hold on, I gotta zoom out.
Also, you probably don't wanna be standing in that. Just saying.
Yeah, I was gonna say, okay, let's take a couple steps back. And I'm also going to get this guy's attention so he comes a little bit closer. But trust me, they're just about in range.
And also, if you want to be covered from the effect, you essentially need to be in this cone.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I go wherever Gaston tells me, but on my way out, I, you know what? Let me send you something, Joe. One second.
Okay. Asena, what are you going to do while he does this?
Asena's going to move back as well to be with them, but maybe, like, is there anything on the walls that maybe she can, like, leap to or, like, hang off of? Because she doesn't want to be, like, on the ground. Muted.
Everyone gains one experience point. What sort of stuff do you think you guys could find down here, Asena, that you could cling to down in the
city? I mean, maybe there's, like, like some sort of pipe that she could just sort of perch on.
Sure.
Or...
Roll an athletics check for me.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, you managed to cling a couple of feet up there. You sort of got a three-point stance on that. And where do you want to be? On the wall? Put yourself, whatever square you're in, you'll be on the wall.
Look at this little corner right here. Is that out of the range, the corner?
That is still in the range. This thing is a very large explosive radius, but the pillar is going to block it. Now, being on the even on the wall, this place is not 20 feet high. Yeah, that would work. That right there would work.
If I'm okay, you're leaning there. I'll be right here. That's okay. Is that cool?
Yeah. That sure.
Okay. So everyone's happy with where you are.
Yeah.
Right.
Where is the safe? I can't actually see
is
her.
Is this safe? Is this a safe spot?
That is a safe spot.
Because if you're going to be in the muck, Gaston, I want to be farther
Anna up. Anna is right here.
Or she went in the muck.
Huh.
Probably can't see her because of your light radiance.
Mm,
which it's very dark. Very dark where you are.
Okay. Well, there... I'm also going to... What's the likelihood of me being able to find a stone around me?
You could probably find
anything I can throw.
Something, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna throw that.
It's a piece of
around.
Dookie!
Right, like I'll throw it like right around here, so they can hear.
You're gonna throw, make a splash, make a splorp.
Yes.
Okay. He aims his gun at it, and he almost shoots. Hell, he's gonna he also looks to his side and he notices something glinting on top of these barrels, a piece of jewelry or something metallic. His eye goes first to the splash, and because of the splash he notices whatever's up here. Meanwhile, as the other mobsters mill around,
extra extra, read all about it, Dr. Zorbius returns to Northport in cahoots with local gangsters.
Everybody snaps to that. They get real antsy about whatever this kid is saying. All right, look, miss, I don't care what you and your little brat have to say. You spread one word of this, and I don't care who your boss is. I don't care what title he gives himself. Prince of the Beggars is Prince of the Losers. We will put you down. Meanwhile, Bob takes a... He climbs on top of this barrel right here. Just out of sight. Yeah, it's in range. And he leans over to pick up whatever this shiny thing is. Do you pull the switch?
I do. This is the switch.
Okay. Roll 5d8.
Whoa.
What is it? R/...
Slash R.
Or slash...
Slash R.
Slash R. 5d8.
20. I'm going to make a save at disadvantage because he had no idea this was coming. Lightning arcs in all directions, spreading throughout the effluent. And it hits him. He drops immediately. And he goes down.
What about thing two?
You activate that one as well? Ah, roll.
Oh, that, yeah.
That's a separate trap, so roll 5d8.
Got you. Okay. Slash R.
Ooh.
Okay.
I like my mobsters extra crispy.
Alright, give me
this. Hard to interrogate that way, but I like this.
Yeah, based on what that kid was saying, we want to talk to that kid.
Give me one sec. But
and I kind of want to talk to this guy with the hat on.
Also, Ron. Electricity. You see a skeleton. The whole cartoon works, and he's down. Thing is, these are not quiet. Electricity arcs in all directions. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you are still in stealth. Roll for initiative.
Yeah.
Remember, click on your character token, and then click initiative near the top middle of your character sheet.
Booyah. Dang, good roll, Pods. Jeez. <Thank you. laughs>
Hey. Yours was better.
Well, your roll was better. My bonus is a great because I'm an investigator. Mm. Investigators are always ready.
Please stand by as I do some secret stuff.
Ooh, I love secret stuff.
Don't worry about that.
What? Why what?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. All right, John, the electricity goes off, and both of the two goons drop, twitching. What do you do?
Oh, gosh. I think I kind of want to... Oh, gosh. Hey, over here, boxes it looks like, right?
Where?
Over this way.
Yeah, there's a crate right there.
This is not fit. This is not very cash money, man. I do not like where I'm at. Oh, gosh. Okay. Here's my plan. This is going to be kind of stupid. As soon as the electricity goes off, I rush forward, catch this guy as he's falling from being stunned, and I'm going to do that thing, since it's kind of dark over here, where I'm kind of like holding him up and like, oh yeah, no, everything's okay. Go back to what you're doing.
You're going to puppet him?
I'm going to puppet this guy. I'm going to deceive this dude that, oh yeah, that was a weird sound. Everything's still okay. Okay, go check on Steve. I think Steve's doing drugs or something. You know, that's where I'm going with this.
Wow.
Okay. The Weekend at Ernie's Gambit. All right.
Yes.
Roll, the Weekend at Ron's.
Roll a deception check with disadvantage because this is highly unlikely.
Yes, it's highly unlikely, but I'm using a deduction dice if you'll allow it because
yeah,
I want this to
work. I'll allow it.
Okay, disadvantage. Deception. Oh god, I thought I was better at deception. I am not as good as I was hoping. Okay. 17, baby.
are you using bad. The deduction die?
I said I was, so 23 total. Dude, I totally weekend at Bernie's this guy. Here's what I do. I roll up behind him, and I've got a rather big trench coat. How big is this guy, by the way?
He's a low level mobster. A fairly burly dude. He's a goon.
So here's what I'm thinking. I've got a big trench coat on and he doesn't. I'd like to run up and I want to throw my trench coat, like just take it off real quick, throw it on him, and then get behind him using the trench coat to kind of block me. And I hold him like behind the wrist and kind of get in position where I'm using the trench coat to block me. And so this guy looks like he literally just like put on a trench coat out of nowhere. That's the only thing that's weird about this whole thing. Other than that, though, he's got his cap on his head. His eyes are covered. I'm holding the gun. It's like, you know, the shock. He's holding the gun in his hand. I have that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I heard something over there. And I'm just going to point down over where this guy just dropped. Like, hey, something's going on with Rob. Like that whole that whole deal.
Okay. Asena, it's your turn. You do not know what the gangsters are doing yet, aside from being baffled by the antics of Mr. Carmichael.
Okay. Asena, like, was really interested in whatever sparkly thing was over by the barrels. So I think she's going to jump down and sort of make her way over to the barrels, maybe, like, crouching on top of one.
Okay.
Go ahead and move yourself in that shadow.
When you move yourself over there, go ahead. And you're going stealthily, so you're going to move at half speed. Your movement speed is 40, so 20 feet. Whatever shiny thing is there is gone.
Darn it.
That was your movement. You have an action, and if you have a bonus action abilities, you can use those as well. From here, I don't know if you can see it. Let me fix this real quick. This thing should be giving off light. Oop, oop. You can tell there's another person right over here.
Mm-hmm.
Around the corner. You are still hidden. What would you like to do?
Hmm. Well, I'm still not sure that she's going to want to do anything because... You know, if she does, it's going to give it away. Like, she's just going to, like, just lie in wait. Maybe someone's going to, like, come through that doorway so that way she can get, like, a stealth attack on them.
Okay, so what you can do is you can use your action. Get rid of Bob here real quick. You can use your action to ready an action, meaning that if somebody else pops around the corner in range, you'll have the option of using your reaction to smack them or grab them or whatever it is you want. So even if it's not your turn, if they move in range, that's going to go off.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Awesome. As the electricity shock goes off and you hear an old voice, "What the hell was that?" That same young kid shouts out, "Extra, extra, read all about it. Dim-witted stooges devoured in sewers by enormous crocodile." All right, lads, cheese it. We've set our piece here. And you hear the pitter-patter of feet dashing away into the sewers. Now the goons.
Mate, what was the name of that beggar prince again?
Cassius. All right. Pablo over here. Ron, are you all right? What happened?
Oh, man, I heard Ron talk, right? I heard Ron talk.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
I heard some kind of rat or something. That's what was brought me over here, you see? And then I found this really nice coat just lying over here. But hey, I think something's wrong with Steve. You should go check it out. Because, you know, I don't want to get this new coat dirty. Get on over there. I'll watch your spot.
Look, Ron, if you found some nice shit, I promise I won't tell the boss. Just keep it between us, all right? Whatever you say. Whatever you say, Ron.
Yeah, man. Cool, thanks.
Gonna work his way up here. Trying to avoid walking in the stew.
Yes.
All right. Meanwhile, the aforementioned Steve walks out of the door. I heard the sound of death and secrets. What's going on over here? Asena, he walks directly into your path. What would you like to do?
Wow, shudder.
That was visible.
Yeah.
Because he's right there. He's right next to me. Ooh. Asena's gonna, like, I mean, she's gonna grab him by the neck, that's for sure. But, like, how does she do it?
I mean,
like,
damn, all right.
Quiet sort of way. You know, she's also trying not to kill him. Maybe just, like...
You want to grapple him, what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Okay, so the way grappling works is instead of rolling an attack roll, you're going to roll an athletics check, and he gets to roll against your athletics check. And made it abundantly clear you're trying to keep him quiet. Whether that means choking him or just doing the old, you know, one hand over the mouth thing, that's up to you. But because you're striking from stealth, you're going to roll your athletics check with advantage. Go ahead and roll that. Need to beat a 6. You got a 24.
Seeing as it's Asena, I feel like she literally, he turns the corner and she just throat punches him and then grabs him. He's like,
Now that you have him on a grapple, on your turn, you'll be able to beat him up, drag him around. He's not, like, incapacitated. He can still try to fight back, but you just immediately grab him. So he's at a disadvantage. He cannot move until the grapple is broken.
Nice.
Well done.
That was awesome.
I would just like to... Wait, she... Because Asena is right here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I can, like, partially see her token, so I'd like to think that all Gaston can see is the guy walking up and just hands come out of the darkness and just pull him back in. It's just like...
Just gets Batmaned out of there. I love it. All right. Now it's time for that initiative counter that I rolled that nobody really needs to pay any attention to whatsoever.
Also, I'd like to add for a little dramatic flair, just because... I don't think we give Gaston enough props. As soon as I run by to grab the goon to do Weekend at Bernie's, I pat Gaston on the shoulder as I walk by and give him a little wink.
Right.
Kind of a nice done, buddy.
Something moved under the water.
Mm-mm. No giant alligators. There's no giant. That's a myth. There's no giant alligators in Northport, Joseph.
Something...
Okay.
Large.
I think it was foreshadowed.
Comes under the water.
Gaston, buddy.
That's all it does. Gaston, okay. It's your turn.
Where do we hear or / see this rippling moving water?
I will direct your eyes to your screen. Do you see the bubbling green bubbles?
I don't.
No.
Which is terrifying.
They're in the darkness.
They're probably in the darkness. All right, well, if you can't see them, you don't see anything.
But those of us who maybe hear super well, would we have heard anything?
Oh, I mean, it's just sewage, right? It's just sewage burbling. Let me just roll, you know what? I'll humor you. I'm going to roll a stealth check.
Thank you.
What's your passive? if your passive perception is a 14 or higher, let me know.
It is a 14 or higher. Would you like to know exactly how it is?
Nope. You hear it over here.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay.
I am an investigator. I investigate.
That's true.
I know things.
That's true. Also, this is Northport. All the myths are real.
Oh, God. Wait, is it Gaston's turn?
Sir.
Ah, cool. Do I know about something moving in the water?
Mate, yes, since I saw it, could I have Ron go like, "Hey, yo, what's that weird bubbling shit?" And like have him point his gun over this
way. That's a great idea, actually. I would also like to get out of the water first thing.
Okay.
Shocking the world, I'm sure. I'm close enough to John. Hey, John, is that thing coming this way?
Yeah. And it looks freaking huge. I would not advise getting back in there.
Okay, I'm gonna throw my third shock charge. I'm just gonna throw it.
Okay, just into the water.
I don't want to get back in there. Yeah, like, here. All right, I'm gonna throw it right here. Tell me when it gets there.
I'll, I think you'll know. But yeah, sure, I'll keep an eye. Hey, Ron, who are you talking to over there? Oh, you know, the code I found. It's got like a weird little rat in it or something.
All right. Listen, you tell Cassius to go screw, all right? He's not messing with the Giotto family. He's out of his league. Boys, what's going on out here? The apparent boss of this group, Chu, emerges somewhere out here yelling at his team. I don't know, boss. Bunch of yelling, and definitely not Ron finding a sweet new coat. That is not what is transpiring at this moment. Come along, lads. Back to the throne room. You hear skittering in the darkness as a whole bunch of people dip. Leave Big Susie to her toys. Okay. And that will be it. John, it's your turn. What do you do?
Sorry, taking notes. I'm an investigator. Okay. I'm going to really awkwardly have Ron walk up. I figure I'm probably moving at half movement with this, right?
Yes,
yeah,
correct.
Okay, cool.
Just throw his corpse at the thing in the water.
That, actually, I think Asena is probably going to do that.
That's not a corpse.
Wait, will be.
Not? Okay, yeah.
Not yet.
But yeah, I'm gonna just full move with this guy, getting kind of like using him to like help me sneak.
All right.
Broad.
You're just hiding like behind him with the cardboard box over your head.
This is Snake here. Can I? I know that I go differently than Gaston, but could I act as a shield for Gaston and have him like walk behind me as I'm doing this big like nothing to see here, boss? Kind of a weird crab walk.
Yeah, you can provide the weird crab walk of justice. Cool. That's completely acceptable.
I'm making it look like I'm trying to have him like go against the wall. I'm like, oh, let me stay away from weird old Bessie. But you know, it's mostly just because John's behind him.
Okay.
And Gaston,
two full-grown men. All right.
It's not dumb if it works, all right?
True.
Asena, it's your turn. What do you do? You've got this guy in your grasp, and the water is moving, and there's a very large predator down there.
Yeah. I mean, either way, if the trap's going to go off, or if the predator's going to get him, I think that guy should go in the water.
Imagine this. Best case scenario, guy goes in the water, croc gets him, thing goes off, just everything dies.
Okay. You are going to roll an opposed athletics check.
Oh no. Gaston? This is bad.
Yes.
We're like in the range of your toy. And I saw the arc of that, Joe. I think I would know how big it is now.
Yes, yes.
You need to go, man.
You're right. It's like you're right behind me, right?
Well,
are you going
you know what?
Me?
Hold on. Before you make any of these decisions, etc., we have business to attend to. Asena, roll an opposed athletics check to yeet this man.
Right.
What do you mean by opposed? What do I have to do?
Opposed means you roll, he rolls. Whoever gets the better roll wins.
Okay.
It's like rock, paper, scissors. Huh? Right.
Well,
wow.
That is
He's
a natural
gone.
20, so I'd like to extend my condolences to Steve's family. He got a 3. Okay, Asena, tell me what happens to this guy.
Please say the vine. The vine? No, I don't know.
You've got him, just...
Do it for the vine!
His eyes go to you, and his eyes go to the gigantic bubbling thing in the water.
I think Asana's just gonna like smile and just like throw him in, really.
Backhand.
Yeah. maybe she like water. Spins him around a little bit.
Give him the helicopter, even though those have maybe just barely been
Try
invented.
And skip him like a skipping rock.
This is madness. Madness. This is Santa.
Okay, so here's the other good news. That was one of your two attacks. You just threw this guy. He's not really your problem at the moment, but you still have all of your movement, and if you reach somebody else, you can make a second attack. You can also just move into stealth, although everyone heard that splash. Like, everyone absolutely heard that splash.
Right, yeah. There's another person in this room, so I probably want to stay over there, even though it's very tempting to just, like, leave
there,
on that.
You don't think
body.
There's anyone else in this room. Don't think
oh,
there's
really?
Anyone else. Yeah, that was... Steve just came over to check out what was going
oh, right.
on.
He did.
Hmm? Mm.
Whatever you do, it's going to be awesome. I fully support it.
Yeah, well, then maybe, like, I toss him in the water, and then I can just sort of use him as a leaping grounds.
You going to leapfrog across him?
Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
Get over to John, I guess.
Okay.
Oh my god.
All right, you have 40 feet of movement, so you can arrive anywhere that's... You have to land here first, so if you use the ruler and right-click, that'll get you this far. And then, as long as this doesn't exceed 40 feet, you can land anywhere where it says 40 feet.
Now this is pod racing.
This was 40 right here, I think.
Yep, that checks out.
Nice.
Perfect, so you leap all the way across. Like, as he's sinking into the sewage, you just, your head, like, you just sort of jump on him, Goomba stomp, and he goes, oh, blah, 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 into it. And then you leap all the way across.
Fantastic.
Okay. Let's turn off the existential dread. Let's try terror and see what that's like. Okay. Extra, wherever he is, runs off into the darkness. It is now Steve and friends' turns. All right, let's see what we got here. Pablo hears that splash, grabs his gun. What the hell? Ron, did you see that? What was that? Jerry takes
out. Oh, yeah. Dude, it's a giant rat just jumped off of the column and is near the bubble and shit. And I have the gun, like, gesturing weirdly over to the center.
Roll
where
another
all the bubbling is.
Roll another deception check with disadvantage, dude. This is straining credulity.
Oh my god.
I got a 14. Good sir.
He looks at you suspiciously, but he's a little bit of a thick goon. Looks at you, looks at the water. Wait a minute. That's as far as he gets. Meanwhile, Steve, who's in the water, is going to roll an athletics check to try to get out of the water. Just got Goomba stomped. You see him reach here and he pulls himself, like, he's not up out of it, but he pulls himself up halfway. When?
Uh-oh.
Big Susie emerges, an absolutely enormous
that?
Crocodile, at least 15 feet long, probably longer, just emerges with jaws large enough to completely close around Steve. She makes two attacks, one with her bite. Her jaws close around the mobster. Oh, you know, I'm going to send this to public layer so that everyone can see this go down. Closes around the monster, chomping him, and he disappears into her gullet.
Wow.
Ron goes, holy shit, did you just see that?
And then,
why are you yelling? Because I guess I can't see anything yet.
And then she goes back underwater.
I can only see, like, the corner of what I imagine is a very large disc.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you, like, a tiny bit of vision here real quick. Just a small amount of local vision.
Okay.
That should help.
Because I can dial back my charge,
mm-hmm.
I have... The remote has something that lets me do that remotely.
Mm-hmm.
So I can actually decrease the radius a bit. Hopefully enough that John is not in it because... you guys can't even see what I'm pointing at. Oh, wait, I have a curve.
You have a ruler.
So, yes. So, nope, that's not it. So, since it's here, if I decrease the radius, what is this thing? Then I can, it will still work around here, right?
Let's see what mode 2 looks like. This is what mode 2 looks like.
The crocodile that I saw was in that mode when it chomped on poor Steve.
Here's the other thing. This is electricity. Electricity conducts.
Yes. So, and he's not in the water, right? So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and dial this back. I'm just going to press the button.
Okay. It's a bonus action to do so. Roll 5d8. And Big Susie absolutely has disadvantage on this dexterity saving throw.
Why am I looking at my character sheet? All I have to do is...
We haven't put that button on.
R5D8.
All right, so the water flails as Big Susie convulses underneath the sewage and takes 24 points of damage.
Oof.
You may want to replace instead of retrieving this one that you threw. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Putting that one out there. You have no idea how effective it was, but you do, again, you see thrashing and splashing. And you know what? Let me know if you see this.
Nope.
Yeah, I heard you say something.
That's unlucky.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make the special effects go, but I guess it doesn't show up for you guys. Oh, well.
Wait, I think I saw that.
All right, cool. Yeah, it's probably just a visibility thing. So, that was your bonus action. You have an action and you have movement left. What would you like to do?
I would very much like to move. Probably.
I would get away from the water.
Yeah. Yeah, that was on my mind as well. Let me just switch to this.
Ooh, nice. Good music.
That is good, actually. Oh, wait. Actually, before I move, I would like to... Are there, like, boxes over here, or what's over here?
There is... well, you can't really see very well, so you're going to have to press on into the darkness.
I see. Well, I have 30 feet of movement, so I'm going to use pretty much literally all of it to get here. Oh, okay, so... There's a thing I can cross. Yeah, I'm cool with that for now.
You have an action left as well if you'd like to use it.
Oh, wait, I do. Hold on.
And you can use the rest of your movement if you feel like it.
And you can just dash and just get the hell out of Dodge.
I was thinking about it. Well, actually, I don't think there's anything else I can do right now.
You've got your gun.
I'll have my gun out at this point because I'm out of charges, but I don't really know where to shoot, so I don't want to shoot.
That's fair.
Per se.
Fair.
But I think I will use my action to dash.
Cool. You can move yourself. So you only used like 20 feet of movement because you were here. You only used 20 feet of movement because you were here. So you have another 10 in this move, and then you have another 30 to go anywhere you want.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to go here, and then let me see what...
You have another 30 to start in this square, however you measure it.
Cool.
And this place, mate, in here, this is stuff, right? So that way we're not along the water.
Mm-hmm. This is still water, but there's a lot of stuff to the south of this map. There are other passageways. This is solid cover right here that you could easily hide behind. Quite a bit going on. All right. Move yourself back one square if that is where you run out of movement. You can't end your square in a Sena square.
Ah, okay. Yes.
All right.
I'm going to advise Gaston to just back up one more back.
You know what? You know what?
Just so you don't get Placid Laked, you know? one more this way, maybe, because you're still along the water. Maybe get towards this end of the world. Yeah.
Back up, okay. Man.
Okay, and that'll be it for Gaston. Chugo, sweet jumping Jehoshaphat! And he books it. He runs scrambling, and you hear him climbing the stairs all the way up here.
Ah, damn it, those were stairs? Son of a gun!
Oof. Right. Off in the darkness, you, Gaston... Down around the corner, you can hear footsteps loudly, softly running, somewhat softly running. but people making themselves scarce and departing the scene.
Hmm.
John, it's your turn. Go ahead, Gaston. Were you saying something?
Was I the only one who could hear that?
Nah, the lot of you can. You were just the closest.
Okay.
By the way, mate, just in case you don't need me to worry about rolling, my passive perception is a 21.
Noted.
So be advised.
Investigators.
I have sonic ears. John looks over at the others and I think the jig is up, guys. And to kind of cover both the appetite of old Susie and because I'm tired of being weekend at Bernie's, I'm going to basically kick Ron in front of me, taking my trench coat off as my item interaction and putting it back on as he dunks in the water in front of me, hopefully to distract old Splash. Susie. And I am going to kind of, in this moment, not yell, not whisper, just say to the others, we need to take one alive, but not this one. And I pull out my gun. I'm going to jump across here, get behind this place's cover, and peek around, and I'm going to shoot the farther guy.
Okay. Go ahead and move yourself.
Yeah, all right. And that is my target.
Roll it.
And I am going to end his life.
Wow.
23.
Blam! The gigantic bronze revolver goes off, and Jerry just drops, carried backwards by the momentum.
Nice. And I'm going to try with my other shot, my double tap. I'm going to aim for this guy. I'm going to try and do not a killing blow. I mean, I wasn't trying to kill this guy either, but I'm going to try and wing this guy, shoot his leg out or something.
All right, you're going to shoot him in the leg?
Yes.
Roll at disadvantage because this is a double tap shot.
Yep. Ooh, natural one.
All right.
The damn gun jams again.
Yep. Kontaka, the weird. Nobody makes guns out of bronze. That'd be stupid. But yeah, that shit jams. You're going to need to use a bonus action to repair it, and you just used a bonus action to double tap. Is that how double tap works, or is it part of the same attack?
It's just part of the attack, I know.
All right, then, yeah, you can use a bonus action to clear it if you want.
I'm going to use a bonus action to clear the damn thing. Son of a gun. I burnt two shots, and that's all I can do.
Asena, it's your turn.
Okay, I think Asena's going to jump. Well, she can't really see if there's any other guys up there. Hey, guys, which way are we headed?
I point out to the guy ahead. There's a dude right over here. I didn't get to shoot him.
Oh, I missed it.
Technically, we're going behind me, but we got to get that guy first.
I duck down, kind of giving you the jump over me and get him kind of a thing.
And you said you wanted him alive?
Yes, please.
That would be cool.
We have to question him. He knows too much, hopefully. Hey, actually, Asena, I know you just jumped all the way over here. Their boss just ran up these stairs. You're quick as hell. Can you get back over there and get him?
Yeah. But wait, you're trying to get me to get in that water?
No. I thought you would do that Mad Hops thing and maybe bounce off some pillars or something.
Okay.
It's like, I guess. Fuck, must.
How do I do this? Right click. I could get on the pillar.
You can use, if you use your action to dash, then you could just keep moving, or you could spend a focus point if you have any left, and that would let you dash as a bonus action.
Okay. Oh, God. I am, moving the whole map.
So you could technically get here in one movement and then bonus action to rush up the stairs and then with your action beat the crap out of the boss. Because nobody is out of the range of your punches, at least within 80 feet.
Yeah.
And I think that guy was
just
here.
Make this leap?
You just want to make this just completely leap it?
A 40-foot leap?
So because you don't have a lot of running space, and I don't think you have the special ability.
Wait. When she uses a bonus action to do stuff with the wind, she gets increased jumps.
She does. The other thing is, though, you can kip off of these pillars, Assassin's Creed style, to make it, like, no problem whatsoever. Well, you're going to have to roll a an athletics or an acrobatics check, but it's very doable. You are the kind of person who can do this wild stuff. Right
now. Yeah.
That's insane.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah, I want to jump over to this pillar right here. Here and let, okay. You guys know what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
Yeah, we get you.
All right. Roll an athletics check.
Yep. Go. We believe it. Oh no!
Oh no! This is the worst time for this to happen. Oh my god.
Look at that, two natural ones in a row. She's not on her game, okay?
Yeah, it's like she just sees as she goes through, she has a flashback of that giant cowled figure rising above the horizon with fire limning the ground around him and sort of panics and drops right here into the goo. That ends your movement.
What?
It's a natural one, my dude. It doesn't end your turn. It does not end your turn, Asena, but it ends your movement, meaning you have a choice to make. You can use Step of the Wind to try to climb your way out or to just swim, but you'll swim at half speed. So if you swim, you'll only be able to go 20 feet.
But can I make it to that edge right there?
Yeah, you could make it to the edge, especially if you use Focus, you can definitely make it. If you just use your action, then the furthest you could get would be here.
I would use the focus,
yeah, and you can dash after that.
Also, yeah. can I use an alternate thing? It's so much quicker for you to just go up here with swimming and then just jump across like here to here again. That way you're not swimming next to a crocodile.
Yeah, until I roll a one again.
I mean, I guess that's possible. It's
I mean, would you really roll two ones in a row?
Three ones in a row. I roll the one.
I mean, but her specifically.
I believe in you.
In this water.
I believe in you.
Yeah, I'm gonna swim over.
Wait,
to
I saw
the...
that.
What?
Nothing.
I'm gonna swim over to this one.
Okay. So that.
What do I have to use? A focus point?
You can use your action to do the swim, and then when you arrive here, you still have, or you can use a focus point. And so when you arrive here, you'll still have 20 more feet of movement. So you can go here, and then you can either make the jump with a focus point. You won't be able to attack. So you basically have two options. You have to spend a focus point to do either of them. You can either try to catch this guy, but not attack him, or you can reach his goon and attack him.
Yeah. I think she'll spend the focus point and try to get this guy in a headlock. Muted,
baby.
I get an experience.
Joe, we can't hear you.
No, everyone gets one experience. All right, so you swim, haul yourself up, and then move with supernatural speed. Some of the sewage like flies off of you as you move with a slight motion blur, rushing up to Pablo, and then roll an opposed athletics check once you get there. You do not have advantage on this. It's just a normal check. You have to beat a 14 on this roll.
Easy. Asena wins these.
What? Yeah.
17.
Yeah.
All right. You successfully grapple him. And we didn't do this last time because you used your reaction, but because you used your action here, you can also make an attack. So you could use this to like start trying to choke him out. You could throw him. You could just, you know, punch him while you're in the grapple, do a strike. What would you like to do?
She's going to start to choke him out to where, you know, he's sort like starting to lose consciousness, but not really. And she's just going to whisper in his ear, you know, no sudden movements. Did you see what was in the water? Because I don't think you want to go in there.
Okay.
Whoa.
Roll. Like he's going to roll a constitution saving throw from being choked out. You're going to roll an intimidation check.
Okay.
God, even I'm scared from like 50 feet away.
Right?
All right. As you grab him, he says,
yeah, no.
I'll talk. I promise. Please. I'll give you everything I got. Just don't hurt me.
I told you, Falcone's people are talkers.
Oh, God.
As he says that.
I dumped Ron in the water over here, just FYI.
Yes, you did.
Uh-oh.
Specifically for this.
Big Susie emerges from the water in all of her fetid, scarred,
I can see her.
Gnarled glory. The jaw snaps out, threatening to engulf both of you. But, Asena, you notice he's not trying to eat yet. He is trying to eat the goon. Chomp! Ooh, why was she rolling at disadvantage? She shouldn't have been.
I was about to ask that, too.
Yep. So, she's gonna take the first roll. I'll do anything you want! I'll talk! I promise! And then the entire lower half of his body is bitten off, leaving you holding his... What?
Oh, I was gonna stop that.
Go on.
We need to talk to them! We need this guy!
Go on. How are you going to stop this?
So, I was gonna use my reaction, and... John's eyes roll in the back of his head as he just throws out his hand, and a rush of invisible but powerful energy like throws his trench coat behind him as this rush of wind intercedes between the crocodile and the goon. There is a ward placed upon the goon, stopping the first 19 points of damage that are dealt to him. So
he, right, only takes five.
What a foot.
And now he's restrained. So here's what's happening. His lower half is being gripped by the crocodile. His upper half is being gripped by Asena. Don't let her get me! Don't let her get me now, please! As she tries to drag him down into the sewage and feast upon his flesh.
Oh my god.
Gaston, what do you do?
Well, for starters,
I look back. Gaston! Help! Oh god!
What is the likelihood of me hopping this?
I think automatic. Well. Okay,
it's a 5 foot gap.
Automatic.
You can do it.
I would say automatic, but knowing Gaston, I don't know about that.
Yeah, you know. So that's 20 feet. Yeah, so Gaston's gonna move.
Oh, you aren't able to move into Big Susie's square, and John is right there.
Yeah.
But you got a gun. So
he was planning to do something better than the gun. I'm not sure.
Kind of, but you know what? We'll stick to gun. Can I shoot past John if I'm standing here?
Yes, you can lean around him and shoot.
I did say I ducked down. I was on my knee.
Mm-hmm. Big fan. Okay. so I'm gonna do that. Come here.
Be careful back there. I've got tinnitus.
Yeah. Well, it's about to get worse. I pull the gun out and I shoot at Big Susie.
Okay, roll, shoot the shot.
She's not gonna like that.
Yeah, I don't care what she likes right now.
18, that's a hit. Snarl. Susie, angry. You whittle away at her, but it looks like you are, like, you can just see she's got bullets in her that are years old. You did damage. You absolutely did damage, and she doesn't have damage resistance or anything. She's just a big, big croc. So that hurt her, but it didn't kill her. Would you like to double tap?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I would.
Roll a second attack at disadvantage.
Disadvantage.
Correct.
Oh.
Nice! The second shot finds its home. Blam! Blam! Not bad. And will that do it for you, Gaston?
Yeah.
Cool. Shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. The gangster Chu continues to run up the stairs, and you hear a door slam shut, and you hear like click, click, lock, 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 bar. Fortified barricade. From up to the right in this direction. Carmichael, it's your turn.
Oh, Christ.
Don't let me go. No, don't let me go. Please, please.
I look at the guy. I say, how attached are you to that leg?
We're thinking the same thing.
Okay. No, you know what? It's time to be a badass. John is like, seeing his gun go on the fritz, he's like, okay, not today, friend. He puts the gun away, and out from under his trench coat, he draws, it looks like a rod made of coral. And you see him doing some weird little chant underneath his breath, and John jumps on top of the crocodile.
Huh?
Okay.
As he jumps on top of the crocodile, you see him take the coral rod in his hand, finishing this weird thing he's mumbling under his breath. He spins the rod over his head, and as he gets the apex of his strike, he's about to bring the rod down on top of the head of this crocodile when you see water shoot out from the crevices of this rod and begin forming into a, like, it looks like a water trident. Like, there's three tipped blades that shoot out of the top, one long, like, javelin end that shoots out of the bottom. And he literally is taking this weird-looking watery trident and just slams it down on the top of the head of old Susie.
Okay. Roll the attack.
Since I'm on top of the Hydra's back next to Asena, could I get advantage on this?
Yeah, you got up on the Hydra's back. I'll give you advantage from Asena.
Hell yeah. Sweet. Okay, and I'm going to strike it with the Trident of the Changing Tides. Oh, wait, I forgot to add my bonus.
I mean, you hit. You're fine. Add the damage. Add the Leviathan Bane damage.
Yes.
This thing is for killing. It's for killing big monsters. That is its entire job. Junk.
And yeah. That's it. 24 points of piercing damage as I slam the Trident in the back of the giant crocodile's neck.
Asena, it's your turn.
You one experience point.
No!
Yes! I'm keeping track of all of them.
All right, Asena, it is your turn.
Oh, it happened again!
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
In Discord.
You're still muted. You're still muted. Yeah, it's Discord.
It's Discord this time.
You know what it is? Huh. You know what it is? I have certain keybinds set for squad, so when I talk to command chat, it mutes me in Discord, and one of those just procced. No. That's what happened.
Dude, just like ogres, your mute bar has layers.
Dude, I'm under so many layers of mute right now. Okay, well, Asena, John attacks this thing, but in your arms is Pablo. Like, you literally are grabbing him as Big Susie is chewing on his lower half, trying to drag him away. Big Susie did just take a huge hit and looks pretty badly injured. If you let go of this guy, she has an excellent chance of dragging him to his doom. You would have to try to, like, finish her off. It's sort of a gamble here, unless you have another plan.
How is Susie looking, by the way?
Bloodied.
After all that.
Definitely bloodied. She has taken a grievous blow.
Ooh, between the shock and the trident and the bullets. You can do it. You can do it. We're flanking. You got this.
I mean, do we want to kill her?
Yes.
I mean, it's either her or his foot.
And then probably us after. Screw this guy.
I feel like Asena wants to, like, try to, like, talk to her.
And absolutely, absolutely use your focus points to talk to the giant crocodile.
Okay.
I mean, you can talk to her without it, but, like, you can use your focus points. How many do you have left?
I have 3.
Yeah, you can use those to directly communicate or even influence Big Susie.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was on the table before I pulled out the Trident and attacked the giant crocodile.
Oh. God killing Triton. We're gonna talk about that after.
We have a few things we can talk about after.
What do you want to do, Asena?
So she's. I'll spend the focus point right now. Okay. I do that. You know, Asena's still grappling and holding this guy. But she's going to sort of, like, close her eyes and just kind of focus. She's never talked to an alligator before. But, you know, she does have this way to. She she was grown up with wolves. She knows nature, and so she's just going to try and focus and see if she can do anything here. And sort of, like, just say, like, "Hey, girl. What's up?" Hey, look, I am so willing to give you this guy right now. We just need a little bit of information. If you could just hold on for a little while, then I'm gonna give you his whole body for you to have dinner."
So as you're saying this, your mind is filled with images of an ancient primeval swamp with vast beasts moving through it. Just this old era that the crocodile mind goes back to. And then years of darkness and feasts. The mind of a reptile, it's this Jurassic sort of thing. And in Big Susie's mind, as you're trying to reach her, you're trying to reach her through this haze of pain from getting shot and shocked and stabbed, and anger mixed with hunger. So, you're offering this food, but right now, oh, there's something else too. There's something on top of all this. Behind this cloud of red, raging, like, wordless pain, and these images of ancient swamps from which Big Susie's ancestors arose, there's a voice repeating over and over and over and over, "Extra, extra, read all about it. Giant crocodile feasts on mobsters. Feast on mobsters, feast on mobsters, feast on mobsters." It's a compulsion layered across all of this. She's not even interested. There's something, some part of her deep below that wants to kill the man stabbing her and, you know, destroy the things that shot her, but she can't do that until she's killed all the mobsters and eaten. She literally cannot do it. He has to obey.
That's why she didn't go after Ron. I mean, I don't know this. I have no idea. I don't speak crocodile.
So, what I'm going to have you do, Asena, I'm going to have you roll an insight check. Okay. Your power and your presence as a predator and your connection to nature, as you move in and you are saying this to her, the child's voice ringing over and over fades amongst the sounds of the swamp creature, of the swamp birds and the other crocodiles and stuff. It fades out of the way. And she looks at you with this huge, old, scabbed-over eye, rolls up to the man in a cloak on top of her, just going, "Ah!" She grunts and bubbles in the sewage. It's an acknowledgement. It's an agreement. She shakes angrily. "Get this thing off of me!"
Can I oblige?
Yes, on your turn, if you so choose, you may oblige. Big Susie is going to let go of the mobster. And she starts to sink below the sewage. Carmichael, roll a dexterity saving throw.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You adroitly leap to freedom, avoiding being submerged in stinky, stinky goo.
Thank goodness.
All right. So, Asena, on your turn, you maintain the grapple. You still have the grapple. You talked Big Susie down. Mm-hmm. There are no other combatants in the field. Go ahead, Asena.
That was amazing.
What? What even happened?
Okay, I might have bought us some time. I talked to her. Here's the thing. Whatever information you need from this guy, you gotta get it now. She's not gonna say everything because she still wants this guy to talk. but her plans are very much to feed this guy to the monster very soon.
Got you.
John, do you have any questions for this man?
I have an incredible amount of questions that I was planning to do over the course of the next 10 minutes to an hour, but it sounds like we have a very, very narrow window of time. Let me take a look. Gaston, if you have something, please go ahead. Let me take a quick second to see what I have.
Big Susie emerges from the goo, consumes...
Whoa!
Over here, grabs the mobster that was dead, that got shot dead, grabs his corpse, and drags it and vanishes back into the goo. Carry on.
There's like two ways we can go about this, and one is...
She's not very happy with you either, John, because
kind
of really hurt her.
I mean,
here, in my defense, Gaston did way more damage to her between his two bullet holes and a lightning strike.
Hey, she doesn't know that.
But she doesn't know.
No, she doesn't. Okay, here's what I'm thinking, guys. Joe, if you'll allow it, just because Matt was planning on having a time to think this over, but John can think really well under pressure. So I'm thinking I have an investigation ability to where, since I'm an ace investigator, I know how to scour the crime scene for clues, spot things others might miss, gather evidence, so on and so forth. So what I'm thinking is I can roll a check in order to try and basically piece together information. And normally this is usually in regards to like hunting down leads and things like that. And so I'm wondering if Ken, just to kind of speed through time, and just because I might not know exactly what to ask, but John might, could I roll a check to see if I could try and maybe normally I could roll that check. Maybe if I'm interrogating this guy, could I get advantage on it just to see if like we can try and use it to piece together leads or something?
I'm going to let Gaston and Asena ask specific questions first. And when they are done asking specific questions, I will let you just roll for residual.
Cool. Sounds good.
So Gaston, you're up first. Asena is holding Pablo. I'm going to let Gaston go, then Asena go, then John go, and then Big Susie.
Okay. I'm going to DM you something really quick, Joe. And also, I'm going to tell Asena, do me a favor, hold him real still. And why don't you tilt his head to one side, please, if you don't mind, Asena.
That's super weird, but okay.
I'm going to reach into my suit. I got a little syringe full of a liquid. I'm just going to go ahead and inject him with it. Right into the exposed side of his neck.
Kind of burns. Ow.
Yeah, that'll go away.
Ow.
Pretends to check the watch that certainly isn't working. All right. What did we want to ask this guy again?
To remind you guys, this is Bob. Hi, Bob.
Yes.
One of Johnny Pablo's.
My name's Pablo.
one of Gianni Pablo's goons. You guys, when you had done your investigations, you came across Johnny and his men that were shaking down that woman on the roof. They were nearby when the attack happened on the on Foster Talon, and we have now been able to, through overhearing recently and also what you guys found at the crime scene, we have almost indicative proof that they are connected to Zorbius Brandt. So we need to find out what their connection to Zorbius Brandt is, if they have any idea who they were tracking down on top of that roof, and we need to find out from this guy the best way to track down and get in touch either with Chu or Gianni Pablo himself. That's your goal.
Got you. Okay. What was the name of that guy we saw on the rooftop? Like the Gianni?
This lady's very strong.
It was Johnny Pablo.
Johnny Pablo. Okay.
I'm gonna like.
How long ago was this? How many days have passed since we started?
One.
Okay.
That yesterday, was last night.
Last night Johnny Pablo and his men were chasing a woman on the roof. Who was she?
I don't know nothing about that.
Ooh, I'm gonna tighten even more.
Wait, just to confirm, it does work. The thing I injected does work, right?
How would you test that?
That's a good question. What's your name?
Pablo.
Who do you work for?
Gianni Pavlo. It's with a V. I'm with a B. It's completely different. My middle manager is Chu. He's sort of a mid-tier guy. He's in charge of security and transportation at the Black Rose. He's allergic to cake. Sorry, what?
Tell me something embarrassing about yourself.
I peed myself back there. Just about less than 2 minutes ago.
All right.
What did you say, driver? Who is Chu?
Chu, he's in charge of security and transportation goods at the Black Rose.
Is this a truth serum?
Yes.
Huh, nifty.
And it looks like it worked. First time I ever used it. It was a really coin toss. It was either he told us the truth or his insides started melting, so I'm feeling pretty good about this one.
I'm not feeling good about this.
Yeah, what you feel doesn't matter. So now back to
I think it does.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure
but,
you do.
By the way, Bob's body vanishes into the muck. Chomp.
Okay, we're clearly running out of time. So, let's see. Don't know anything about Gianni Pablo and who they were chasing. All right, tell us more about Chu. Where does that doorway over there lead?
It goes into the cellar of the Black Rose. We were supposed to be getting a bunch of real nice whiskey from over at Keller Industrial. Except it's not that nice because sometimes if you break the rules over there, they throw you into the vat and you get rendered down and you go in the bottle. That's why I stopped drinking. Look, I saw Peter go in there. I don't want to drink.
I don't drink.
I don't want to drink Peter. The guy was a scumbag.
Okay.
I don't care how much alcohol is in that stuff. Nothing will purify the sheer stench of creep.
What is your boss's connection to Dr. Zorbius?
He's given us some stuff.
What kind of stuff?
I don't know, some sort of a fancy Wizmo gadget thing that goes like...
Causing...
Your brains to leak out your ears? I don't really understand it myself, but I heard there's a couple of robots over at Keller Industrial.
Why? Not to the robots. Why are you working with Dr. Zorbius?
I don't know, man. Mr. Giotto himself, the big boss, has some sort of a deal with him.
Would know more that we could capture and interrogate?
There's Gianni. Gianni Pavlo himself. He's probably over at Keller Industrial right now overseeing production.
What about Chu?
Chu? If you want to know who eats the meatballs for lunch when they have their completely legitimate business... Okay, look, the entire place up there, it's a cover for mobster meetings. They have meetings all the time. He's in charge of making sure that they have enough spaghetti, meatballs, ravioli, whiskey, moonshine, and the occasional slice of apple pie. They take it very seriously up there. Business is booming.
And you said Johnny is also at the... Where did you say he was?
Keller Industrial. It's where they're making mostly moonshine.
Do any of us have a... Do we have a map on us?
Anybody? Switch us to the map real quick. One moment, please.
No, but this is more of like a... Do we have it in person? It's going to be like, hey, mark it on the map, and then we can kill
it. I don't know if any of you guys have a map on your inventory.
Okay. John,
remember
you have a notebook.
John.
John reaches into his briefcase and pushes past the sorted notes and the head of Alan.
Yeah, almost forgot about that.
And he does take out a map of Northport and begins. You can see this map is covered in all sorts of little sticky notes and little pins, and just it's this big, huge, looks like a city document, like a city planning map. And he has all these kinds of notes all over it. And he goes ahead and adds to it whatever you find out.
So wait, where is what was the factory called? Keller and what?
Keller Industrial.
Keller Industrial. Where's Keller Industrial? I'm asking the dude who's.
Oh, back at Aelberg.
Okay.
It is on our map. John finds it. Oh, right.
Gain one experience point. It's more Tide Point than Aelberg, but it's sort of in that part of town.
Okay. Anyone else have questions? John.
I look at the map. I'm like, oh, it looks like they restructured the zoning of that area. Okay, you know what? Not important. Zorbius. You don't really know about Zorbius. We know where Gianni is. We know that we're below the Black Rose. Hey, dude. Look, I'm really sorry. Things are not going well, and is there anything else you can offer us? And if you do, I can promise you You're going to go to sleep, and when you wake up, this is all going to be over, okay?
I'd offer you my mama's secret meatloaf recipe, but it's not actually very good. I told her for years and years, I told her that it was delicious, but it was always gristly, and I think the one time there were a few pieces of bone in it, and it's not really the family treasure. Don't tell her, though. It'll break her heart.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Sonny, you can throw this guy.
You seem like a nice guy. I look at the guy, and I say, look, trust me. Look into my eyes. You are getting very sleepy. He asked me, willing mate, I'm going to cast a thing. I'm going to be using my gesticulation in order to totally butts up.
Okay, who got the truth serum here? Refresh me. Who got the truth serum?
You know what? I am just going to say, with my little whoopy whoopy tricky wiki, I'm going to convince this guy that he needs to get very, very sleepy. And I'm doing the whole, like, psychic thing. And I'm trying to keep him enough because he needs to willingly let me put him asleep.
Okay.
As I'm charming him.
Are you going to buy me dinner first? Wait.
I'm going to, look, you know what? I'll buy you dinner. And... All right.
Dinner is definitely in your future.
And at that, I don't want to look at this mortal person who's going to be fed to a crocodile like a living sacrifice. And I put the map away back in the briefcase. I readjust my coat, and I can't see it, but I'm going to walk around the catwalk, keeping away from the giant crocodile, and I'm going to make my way towards where I think the Black Rose is, if it's this way.
Go ahead and move yourself. Gaston, what are you going to do? And then Asena.
I would just like to say, yeah, you can throw him in the... You can throw him now, and then I'm going to follow John.
All right. Asena, the guy's just snoozing in your...
yeah, I'm just going to push him into the water, and then probably... I think I'm going to crouch there and sort of wait for her to come eat him and see what happens.
Wait, I ask Asena a question. Hey, Seth, can you talk to that thing? Is that what happened earlier?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, like, not okay. Like actual talking, but something.
Do you think if I went to go pick up my charges, it would eat me?
Give me a second.
Okay.
I'll try and see.
Big Susie like the guy vanishes, goes down, and then a couple moments later Big Susie emerges and Pablo is gone.
I shout over when I hear him asking her, like, if the crocodile will let him go get the traps. I kind of shout off as I put I grab the rod, the water just evaporates from it. I put it back in my pouch and I say, yeah, you know, I can always kill her if that's preferable. So, yeah, see what you can do, Asena, because those things look pretty expensive.
Oh, it's just a pain to remake.
All right. Big Susie emerges from the muck, having finished her meal. And again, crocodiles can't really look straight at you, so directly next to you with the huge eyeball staring up at you.
I hey missed girl. Supervision.
How are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm sorry. This sucks. Pain. Lots of pain.
I think we killed all of those guys.
Still kind of hungry. Mostly pain.
So I'm gonna shout over to our shout over to John and Gaston and just be like, she's definitely hurting, but I don't think she's upset at us.
I kind of am, actually.
She's a little upset at us.
You know what? We can just leave. I'll build more charges.
Ask her if we can trade. What if I get her the body of the lead mobster, and she lets us have those traps in exchange? Is that a good deal? She wanted to kill them or something, right?
Here's the thing. didn't you? You really didn't like the guys that were in here. I think that we can go get you another one. Is that, will that help you? See, there are some things in the water that we could use. We don't have to. Just is there, you know, what do you need? What do you need from us? I want to help you out.
So, first off, I'm going to have her roll a saving throw. With advantage because, okay, nope. Because of chat earlier.
Mm-hmm.
She,
what happened?
Chat gave Big Susie advantage and I hadn't used it yet.
Oh, nice.
So she's still pretty pissed. And she's sort of inclined to lurk underwater and protect herself now. And she doesn't want anyone else going down there because she feels very threatened, right? You know, territorially speaking. And she's honestly got plenty to eat. And the obsession with killing mobsters ended when you made contact with her. Whatever natural power you had was stronger than that. So she doesn't really care. Meat is meat at this point. What would convince her, you could tend to her wounds somehow.
Hey, not for nothing, Gaston, but how expensive are these gadgets?
It's not about the money. They're just kind of annoying to remake. Look, it's not that big a deal. If I'm going to get my arm or my entire body torn apart, we can go.
I'm kind of thinking about it.
I don't know.
Is there... Do you have anything that could heal her?
I got a lot of stuff that works on people. Never really factored in giant alligator outside of... bullets and electricity. I don't think those heal her.
Yeah, I've got a lot of tricks in my bag. A lot of tricks in my bag of tricks. I was going to say my bag of sleeves. I have a bag full of sleeves, guys. There's a lot of tricks in my bag full of sleeves. But not anything of the healing variety, unfortunately.
I kind of like her, and chat likes her too. So
John will turn around and kind of come back and linger like kind of towards the edge over here and say, hey, Senna, you're like pretty good with the nature stuff, right?
Yeah.
Could you, and again, carefully, tell old Susie to just kind of chill out, put her, you know, big old giant muzzle at the edge of the thing, and maybe you could lay hands on her and see if maybe you could channel some of that nature stuff of yours and see if maybe you could speed along the process. I don't know. Is that a thing you can do?
I can give it a try.
Wouldn't hurt.
Okay. Because I do really like her. Don't want to hurt her. So yeah.
Yeah, can you tell her I'm sorry about doing the whole, like, hey, we get up on the Hydra's back? She was killing the guy we needed to talk to, and I would have rather just not, you know, intervened, but anyway, just say I'm sorry.
So, Susie, we feel really bad. John definitely says sorry for everything that happened for that big Trident water thing.
My bad.
If you could just, you know, lift your head up right here, I'm going to see if I can do something.
All right. She turns, no longer, like, just staring at you, and provides the massive snoot.
I don't know. Well, I'm just going to put my hands on her head and just focus really hard and, like, imagine thinking about healing and, like, her wounds sort of closing up.
Okay.
Hey, while she's doing this, can I run and get the traps? She's very
terrified. You wanna dive into the sewage and go get the traps?
I'm gonna give it a shot. I still have the shoes I've not used yet.
Okay.
If it comes to that.
Okay. Roll an athletics check and a constitution saving throw as you take a lovely little dip. Ice. Strong swimming. And you didn't even catch cholera. Congratulations.
Wow. Dude, you're a badass. You kept the mouth closed and everything.
That said, I would not attend any formal functions for a while. Not until you've done your dry cleaning.
Oh, thank God we're going back to my place.
Mm-hmm. All right, Asena, as you lay your hands on the gigantic scarred maw of this enormous primeval creature, You focus and your mind goes back to green things taking root and drawing strength from the earth, from old wounds of your own healing, of sunlight storing life to the plants themselves, and you feel the energy flowing out of you. And you had two focus left, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just gets completely drained right out from you. And roll 3d8. Okay. You do, in fact, heal her and see some of her wounds closing. It's just enough to get her past bloodied, but it was pretty tiring. Again, it drained all your focus. You're going to need a short rest before you get that back. Mm-hmm. And now you can definitely tell Big Susie is ready for a nap. This has been a very exhausting day.
I'm just going to, pat her on the head and just say, thanks for your help. Although, does she know anything about, she's been hanging out, listening to all these conversations. Is there anything that she can tell us before she, goes to bed?
She doesn't usually listen to the people. She mostly just eats them. You're the smartest, human person she's seen in a while, because at least you know how to hold a decent conversation. Everyone else is just constant weird little gibbering noises.
Man, see, I'm a human, see? I've got all this important business that I have to attend to. Man, I taste delicious. I like to scream and go crunch when you eat me. Yeah, see?
That's all it sounds like to her.
Okay. I'm just going to, tap her on the head.
Mm-hmm. All right. She away, slides off into the sewers. Let's go ahead and take a six-minute break here, and we will come back and conclude the episode afterwards. Don't go anywhere.
The story continues next time on Coriander Society Adventures. If you're enjoying the show, please leave a 5-star review on the podcast platform of your choice. For more Casters and Castles adventures, visit our live stream at twitch.tv/castersandcastles.